This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After being deleted by YouTube and social media in 2018, most people did nothing to defend Alex Jones or InfoWars. Instead, they obediently learned the new rules and rationalized their submission as a necessary evil. As a result, things have only gotten worse for everyone. And without any recourse, they are about to get much worse. Alex Jones is now patient zero for America's new de facto justice system, brought to you by the fear, complacency, and inaction of the people. Because we take it, here's how we can all expect to now be treated. Even though Jones never mentioned their name and the parents never sought a retraction, Alex Jones is being sued for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress by parents of children who were murdered at Sandy Hook Elementary School. The rest of the plaintiffs are federal agents, and the legal team is comprised of highly politicized members of the anti-gun lobby who have admitted their intention is to silence Alex Jones. So with this new precedent, if you dare question the official narrative, say, for example, the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, then someone can sue you into oblivion for emotional distress. But it only gets worse. The plaintiffs claim that Alex Jones was the perpetrator of the Sandy Hook crisis actor conspiracy theory, which is demonstrably false. After all the censorship and deleted videos, one can still find hours and hours of video content compiled from hundreds of sources, all questioning the official narrative of Sandy Hook. It was arguably the most discussed conspiracy theory since 9/11. And over the course of 7 years, Alex Jones spent less than 30 minutes discussing it. We know this because it's all part of the public record. But these radical judges do not care about evidence.
I am not currently representing Alex Jones, so I am free to speak my mind. They're already, apparently I've heard, that the plaintiff's lawyers are complaining about me speaking out about the case. That's how corrupt these plaintiff's lawyers are. They're political hacks standing on the bodies of dead kids to line their pockets and take away other people's political rights. And I find it disgusting what they've done. And so, but in this particular context, Jones has produced more discovery than anybody. I can't find anyone that produced more discovery than he is, and yet they pretended that he didn't. Why? Because they built their whole case on a big lie.
Both Judge Gamble in Texas and Judge Bellis in Connecticut have found Alex Jones guilty without ever holding a trial or hearing any evidence, which is worse treatment than anyone has ever gotten in America, including Charles Manson and Al Capone. And their excuse for this abomination of justice is they claim that Jones failed to provide them with the incriminating evidence that they imagine must exist. Whatever that mysterious, unspecified evidence is, both judges have stripped Jones of his First Amendment right. But Judge Gamble has gone much further. Judge Maya Gamble comes from CPS, who has been exposed for human trafficking and working with pedophiles. Gamble helped publish CPS propaganda praising the state's authority and advising parents that it's normal for their children to lie about being abused in foster care. In the Alex Jones case, Judge Gamble has ordered that the words First Amendment and free speech cannot be used by Alex Jones, his witnesses, or even his lawyers. He is not allowed to defend himself. Judge Gamble has instructed that the jury is not allowed to hear about the emotional trauma caused by the mass murderer who killed the children. They are only allowed to hear how their trauma was caused by the words of Alex Jones. And during jury selection, not a single juror thought the media has ever treated Alex Jones or InfoWars unfairly. And any juror who questioned the $100 million amount casually discussed by the plaintiff's lawyers were kicked off the jury. Alex Jones was canceled from social media in 2018 and is now being canceled from the U.S. Bill of Rights and Constitution. And because of our complacency, everyone else is next. And in case you were wondering, the way we used to do justice was a thing called innocent until proven guilty. It relied upon the burden of proof, and it was pretty good. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
To the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes hosting. Today we'll be discussing a little bit later, will Donald Trump be indicted? We'll also be discussing whether or not the judge in the Alex Jones case lied to the jury about the law and the rather peculiar professional history of the judge before she became a judge. But up first, we're going to be discussing geopolitics around the globe. Will the deep state lose its globalist battle in Ukraine? What is happening with the Great Reset from the Netherlands to Sri Lanka? What is going to be the geopolitical future of the globe in light of the Ukrainian conflict and the Biden administration's policies? The best independent geopolitical analyst I know anywhere in the globe is the Duran. You can find them at theduran.locals.com. You can also find their YouTube, Rumble, Odyssey, and other channels. They are also have separate independent channels, and that's Alex Christoforou, or as I like to say, Christ for you, and Alexander Makouris, whose family has a George Washington-type legacy in Greek politics, bringing independence and freedom to that country. They're both named Alex, so unsurprisingly, they have great names in the name of Alex Jones, but also they're Greeks. But so let's start to discuss global geopolitics with two of the best analysts I know, Alex and Alexander. Welcome to the show.
Delighted to be here.
Great to be here, Robert.
Can you, Alex, start off with what was supposed to be the objective in Ukraine, and how much has the globalist agenda, the Western agenda, the Biden administration, EU agenda, how much have they been able to achieve that agenda?
Well, the agenda, I believe, was regime change in Moscow. I mean, they wanted Putin out. You actually had Biden on a trip to Poland about 3 months ago. He actually let it slip that the goal of Ukraine was regime change in Moscow. In other words, Ukraine was just going to be kind of this proxy war that would eventually lead to regime change in the Russian Federation. Their hopes was that this conflict in Ukraine, coupled with an economic shock and awe type of war, would lead for the Putin government to collapse. And then, you know, within a matter of 2, 3, 4 weeks, they would have their new guy as the president of Russia. It did not work. Obviously, we've seen the Russian economy bounce back very, very strong. We see the Russians are winning the war in Ukraine. They're doing it with a force that is still geared towards a special military operation. The Russians have not declared war. They have not thrown all of their military behind this war. As a matter of fact, Robert, the Russians are even going to hold drills in the east of the country to show that they still have much of their military not participating in this conflict. So this has been an absolute policy disaster for the Biden White House.
And Alexander, what did they get wrong and why did they get it wrong? What did the Biden administration, the State Department, the EU crowd, the Boris Johnson administration, as long as it lasts, what did they get wrong in assessing what they thought they could achieve versus what the outcome has been in Ukraine?
I think what they got wrong was briefly Russia. I think they completely underestimated the country. I think they had a very mistaken idea of the size of its economy, the diversity of its economy, the sophistication of its economic decision making. They thought they really believed that it was a gas station masquerading as a country. And I think they also greatly underestimated the extreme ability of Russia's diplomacy and of its military side. So we see now, you know, the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, traveling to the Middle East, to Africa, on what is starting to look like almost a triumphant tour. He's got friends everywhere. Part of the reason he's got friends is because Putin and the Russian leadership have actually said quite clearly, quite explicitly, this is a war about globalization. We are resisting the drive of certain people in the West to impose globalization upon us. And that message is receiving support across the world. So they underestimated Russia's inherent potential, and they underestimated the amount of political and diplomatic support and economic support Russia is getting around the world.
Alexander, what do you think comes next? In other words, in the near short-term future, both of you have been spectacular at predicting this conflict from the very inception as to what was likely to happen in the near short-term and midterm. What do you see as the future of this conflict? What happens to Ukraine? What happens to Russia? What happens to the agenda of the globalist as it relates to Ukraine?
Well, I think if we're talking about Ukraine and Russia, Russia is going to win the war, and it's going to win the war within the next couple of weeks, months at most. I don't know how, I can't give you a definite timeline, but I think August, the month that's coming, is going to be the decisive month. We're starting to see battles happening in eastern Ukraine, in southern Ukraine. It's clear that the Russian military is winning the war, and it's going to win it big. Now, at the same time, what's it going to mean for the sort of geopolitical, the global way in which the international architecture works? Well, the first thing you've got to see is that people around the world now see that the EU, the globalist power centers, are not as powerful as they first seemed. And that's going to give people a lot of encouragement. It's going to mean a major reordering of the world towards, as and Putin has said this, power going back to sovereign states, a repudiation of the globalist project. And you're going to see that this project is now going to, over the next couple of weeks and months, may face a major setback. Now, people have been talking about the economic problems in the United States, and they're real. They're indisputably real. The economic problems in the European Union are far greater because the Europeans are completely aligned with this globalist project. They believe the propaganda, that, you know, that Russia was this house of cards, that it would collapse quickly. And what we now have is the prospect of energy rationing in Europe, a major industrial crisis in Europe. We have an inflation crisis, which makes that in the U.S. seem almost minor by comparison. So things are looking like, you know, in Europe, we're going to see a major shift. And we've just learned today that Gerhard Schröder, who is the politician, he was the former German chancellor. He's known to be the representative of German industry, of the big industrial groups. His very strong connections with Volkswagen. He's now in Moscow on some kind of private, perhaps semi-secret mission. And all the word is that he's out there. He's now trying to make connections with the Russian leadership to try to find some way out for Europe from this. And that will mean the shattering of the EU consensus, the shattering of the globalist power structures, and a return to a world system based on sovereign states.
And Alex, can you sum up for people that may not have followed European politics in detail just the number of countries that have suffered political turmoil from blowback from the Ukrainian conflict in terms of Britain, France, Italy, Bulgaria, etc.?
Yeah, well, France, Macron didn't have such a good go in the recent elections, and he did lose his power in the parliament. We had Estonia, actually. That government collapsed, though it has now come back again, the same government, but it did collapse. We had the government in Bulgaria collapse, and I'm not sure where they are right now, but I think they're having a hard time trying to form a new coalition, and the previous government that did collapse was very much aligned with the WEF, with the globalist center. You also have, of course, Draghi, Mario Draghi, the former Goldman Sachs ECB head, who was the unelected prime minister of Italy. He has bolted, and he has decided to call it quits. He's very happy to leave because he sees what's coming, and we are going to have elections in Italy. And, Robert, I think this is very much kind of the curse of Zelensky. It seems like whoever is supporting Zelensky, their government is collapsing. Of course, we have Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson is out, though he may be the new NATO Secretary General, if you believe the Telegraph.
Exactly. When we come back, we will discuss, will Biden start World War III with China? And more right after the break. So join us then.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets.
Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes hosting. Later on, we'll be discussing will Biden indict Donald Trump as his Hail Mary to save his own skin in the midterms? Did the judge in the Alex Jones case lie to the jury about the law of libel and the right of apology as a mitigating aspect for damages? That we'll be discussing a little bit later in the show. Also, later in the bottom half of the hour, we'll be discussing with the Duran that you can find at theduran.locals.com, also on YouTube and Rumble and other platforms, the issue of whether or not we will end up going to war with China, and is that a realistic risk moving forward? But first up, what about the future of Europe? Is Europe collapsing? What might be, is Europe just going to become a future Disneyland, a place you go and visit for the history and the tourism? That is the question at this segment. Alexander, you mentioned the collapsing aspect of Europe's economy, of critical aspects of that economy, the historic deal that Putin did with Germany to establish cheap natural gas in exchange for them getting rid of nuclear energy to satisfy their Greens, in exchange gave them an economic edge in industrial production and kept Germany's industrial economic engine alive. Now they're scrapping all that, and they're talking about maybe you shouldn't shower for a couple of months, and maybe you should go to a heating center somewhere. What is the future of Germany? What is the future of Europe economically, given its current pace?
In a word, Robert, it's bleak. It's very, very difficult to be at all optimistic about Europe. In fact, the more pessimistic you are, the more realistic you are. You summed it up perfectly. The whole economic system in Germany was based upon importing cheap energy from Russia. That was why they did that. They didn't do it out of charity for the Russians. German industry needs cheap power in order to remain competitive. It doesn't have the giant economies of scale that you find, for example, in China, in the United States. So this was this energy partnership that they created, and it was primary driver of the German economy. And because the German economy is the dominant economy in Europe, it was what kept the whole locomotive of the European Union together and enabled the European Union, the people who lead it, to carry through with their ideas of EU unity, integration, basically doing away with sovereign states within Europe, all that kind of thing. Now, the Germans, going along with this idea that they could smash Russia via this crisis in Ukraine, have cut themselves off from Russian gas. And it's important to understand they're never going to get it back. The Russians will never provide them with gas in the same scale, in the same way that they did previously. So the Germans have now locked themselves in to a situation of long-term uncompetitiveness. They're going to pay an awful lot more for their energy than other countries, more for their energy than the United States, which produces most of its energy, more for its energy than, say, China will, because China will be getting energy from Russia. So the Germans have set themselves up for the deindustrialization of their country, for a prolonged industrial crisis in Germany, and it's impossible to see how that can be turned around. And of course, on top of that, you have in Europe a political structure that's been built up over the last 70 years, which is incredibly stifling. It's not got much democratic legitimacy or vitality because power has been drained away from the states to the EU center, which remains, and it's important to say this, unelected. That means that the center cannot itself make decisions which people around Europe are really going to sign up to and accept. When the EU center talks about sacrifices, why should people accept those sacrifices when they're demanded of them by people who are unelected? But at the same time, the EU center itself, and by extension, if you like, the people who run things in Germany, don't like strong sovereign states across Europe able to make their own decisions. And that means that we have no political class, no political leadership anywhere in Europe that can actually plan and find a way out of this problem. So we are in a very, very bad place, far worse than the one you will find in the United States, where you still have a real degree of vitality in your political system, and where your economy is much better, much more self-sufficient, and far more resilient in face of these kinds of problems.
And Alex, it doesn't look like there's much hope in the UK elections to replace Bojo, Boris Johnson, and that both candidates that appear to be there seem to be featuring the same defects of policy decision-making that Boris Johnson himself represented. It looks almost like a pre-Trump American electoral scene of twiddle dumb or twiddle dumber. What's your take on the UK prospects of the two exist? Does it matter which candidate wins at the UK primary contest?
Not really, but in Greece we have a saying, Robert. We say in politics, especially when you get to the level of prime minister or president, we always say the next guy is going to be worse than the previous guy. And I think you're seeing that in the UK play out. I don't think it matters too much whether it's Sunak or Truss, but all indicators point to Truss at the moment. But either way, I think you're going to get a much worse version of Boris Johnson at 10 Downing Street. And if it's any indication what to expect from the next prime minister of the UK, all you have to do is look at that viral video that is making the rounds on the interwebs, where during the debate, it appears that the host of the debate fainted or had some sort of medical issue. And you could just see the reaction from Truss, the panic and the fear. And she almost ran away when the host appears to have crashed the floor. If that's going to be the level of leadership that awaits the UK, well, things are not going to be looking very good.
No doubt about it. When we come back on the bottom half of the hour, we'll discuss whether or not the Biden administration will end up waging war in China. We want to remind all of you that you are the front line in InfoWars. The reason why InfoWars still exists, despite the massive media assaults and attacks on InfoWars, on Alex Jones, the weaponized lawfare taking place, is because you, the audience, keep it alive. You are the front line. So I like to say, never forgive, never forget, hold the line. It is up to you to hold the line for InfoWars, to keep InfoWars on the air, to keep that information out there, because this is not only about Alex Jones's right to speak, it is more importantly about your right to listen, your right to hear, your right to find independent information, and you get to evaluate its credibility or confidence. In the same way, it's only InfoWars that has brought to you independent voices from across the globe that are independent of and separate from InfoWars, like the Duran that you can find at theduran.locals.com. The Duran, like the band. And so continue to support InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Find the things that make you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. How? Because the products are products that are often at a competitive or below competitive price level. There's something on there that you can find value from that you're using in your everyday life. You can do so. Why? Because you are the front of the line. My great-granddaddy was the Colonel Prescott who said, don't shoot until you see the whites of their eyes. Well, you can continue to hold the line. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. When we come back, are we going to war with China?
Sold out for more than 6 months, our number one bestseller is now back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the minerals, all the vitamins, all the key amino acids to turbocharge your immune system and make your body as healthy as it can possibly be. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our best-selling product because people love it. We first launched it 4 years ago. I was like, okay, it's another item. It's high-quality vitamins, minerals. Okay, great. People love it because it tastes great and they see the results. And it funds the InfoWar. So sold out for more than 6 months, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is now back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off because I want you to experience it. I want you to get it. I want to move it out the door and hopefully get more in the future. But who knows, supply chain breakdowns, it may not happen. So get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com today and keep InfoWars on the air. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is Robert Barnes hosting. We are on with the Duran, who you can find at theduran.locals.com, as well as in a range of other platforms from YouTube to Rumble, from BitChute to Odyssey. Let's talk about one of the topics that's on a lot of people's minds, because after it looked like we were risking World War III with Russia, now it looks like aspects of our deep state and the Biden administration want to see if maybe we could have World War III with China instead. Indeed, the logic where we suddenly saw a bunch of articles exposing a range of issues about China's influence in America, all out of the blue, back to back by institutional media. Suddenly, we're now concerned with China buying up U.S. real estate near military bases. Suddenly, we're now concerned with their telecom giants having buying property near places that could interfere with our nuclear arsenal. Suddenly, now General Milley is running around, Mr. Wokester running around Southeast Asia saying China is the great threat. Even the UK premier candidates were on script when they saw that. Then they started talking about China being the great threat. Now we're sending Nancy Pelosi herself, who just in a drunken stupor might lead to World War III, going to Taiwan. So the question is, how much risk are we that once again the globalists in the White House and the incompetence in the Biden administration may stumble and bumble us into World War III? Alexander, how big is the risk that we go to war with China?
I'm afraid it's a real risk. And can I just say stumble and bumble is about the right word? Because what I think has happened is that we've gone from a position which was Donald Trump's position, which is that we start to push back on China in economics. We impose tariffs. We root out Chinese companies. We root out Chinese influence. We build up the industrial base of the United States. We deal with, we concern ourselves with the welfare of the United States. We've gone from that perspective towards China, which is a fully legitimate one, and one which the Chinese themselves understood. They may not have liked it, but they understood it, to a geopolitical confrontation with China, an attempt, if you like, to roll back Chinese influence, not because this concerns the United States, the welfare of the United States, in the same way that Trump was worried about, but because China in some ways is seen as standing in the way of the globalist project, the WEF project, because the Chinese have managed to turn it to their own advantage and they've been increasing their power in a way that some people don't like. So we've had these strange moves over Taiwan, which I don't think, frankly, was a real problem a short time ago. I don't think the Chinese were planning an invasion of Taiwan. But the way this whole thing has been arranged, with Pelosi going, with all this rhetoric about opening up what is in effect a Taiwanese embassy in Washington, that's suddenly become an issue. And what's made this whole thing utterly toxic is at the same time that the United States has been making these moves over Taiwan, which are hostile to China, we have Biden coming along and telling Xi Jinping, well, actually, we continue with our one China policy. We still accept that Taiwan is part of China. We still recognize your government as the government of China. And the Chinese, whatever they are, they're not stupid. And they can see that this is a game which is a double game that is being played. And Xi Jinping actually told Biden, you can actually see it in the Chinese readout, you tell me one thing and your administration does another. In other words, I don't trust you. And where trust goes between two powerful countries like China and the United States, it becomes impossible, because at that point, you can't rely on any discussions. You can't assume that if Biden says, look, I'm not going to send troops to Taiwan, or Pelosi's only going there in a private capacity, the Chinese don't believe that anymore. So you see the Chinese now making their counter moves, the US, or rather the administration, talking about pushing back to China. It's very easy to see how we could miscalculate and find ourselves in a shooting war, which nobody actually, I think, really wants.
No doubt about it. Alex, you've mentioned and both of you have mentioned the ties between the Clinton administration and the institutionalization of certain policies and personnel that date to that. Can you explain for people why that explains some of the recklessness that we have seen from the Biden administration? What many of you, as you have both said, one of maybe the most incompetent administration in American recent modern political history.
Yeah, a lot of this foreign policy, Robert, comes from obviously the Department of State. The Department of State is Hillary Clinton's domain. You look at people like Blinken and Nuland and even Sullivan, who's not in the Department of State, but he plays a central role with national security, and he's very much connected, and he works with Blinken. They're the ones that are formulating, it appears they're the ones that are formulating all of these policies, whether it's Ukraine or it's now Taiwan and China. And we just have to go back maybe 6 months ago to a year ago when the Russians were telling the United States, they were saying, look, all Ukraine has to do is just say that they're going to stay neutral. Just tell them to say that they're going to stay neutral, and then everything is going to be okay. They could not get Zelensky to admit that. And now here we are with Taiwan, where China is saying, look, don't send Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan. You need to recognize the one China policy. And now we're seeing that the United States is stuck in a box. They box themselves in. If they don't send Nancy Pelosi to Taiwan, the Biden White House is going to look weak and it's going to look like she's lost. If they send her to Taiwan, God knows where things are going to go. Mitch McConnell said the other day, he said, Nancy Pelosi will have to go to Taiwan, because if she doesn't, then it's like, and I quote, handing China sort of a victory of sorts. These guys in the Department of State, they have completely boxed the United States in, and either option, whatever Nancy Pelosi does, is not going to be a good option for the United States, for China, and for the world.
Alexander, what should we be on the alert for risk escalating? Is it watching to see what happens when Pelosi goes? You mentioned that in the past, this Clinton-influenced State Department may think China's just bluffing and how that may be wrong. How will we? What should we be on the alert for escalating the risk in the near short term?
Well, I think the big thing to understand about China is that it's not a country you should bluff. It's a country that will always call your bluff, because that's the nature of Chinese society. They will not let themselves be humiliated by the United States as they see it. They will certainly not be humiliated over Taiwan, which for them is a national security issue. And it's also an issue which we must always remember. It goes directly to the heart of the legitimacy of the Chinese government. Now, if Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan, as she says that she will, and starts talking to Taiwan as if Taiwan is an independent country, and gives the impression that the administration and the Chinese don't buy this idea that she's going to Taiwan without the green light from the administration. If Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan and starts saying, the United States will stand by Taiwan against Chinese threats, will defend Taiwan against Chinese threats, well, at that point, the Chinese will feel under enormous pressure from within to respond to that, and that could result in a military response. Now, the Chinese officials have all been saying this. They've been giving private warnings to the administration. I understand that a Chinese official, a top Chinese official, actually recently said that their military is ready to take action. And of course, if their military is ready to take action, and we don't know what kind of action they might take, a no-fly zone, a sea blockade, something more, something less, we don't know. What does the United States do? Does it act to break this blockade, no-fly zone, or does it sit back, abandon Taiwan, and end up being humiliated? So that's how we could end up in a real conflict situation.
Extraordinary. When we come back, we'll be talking about the Great Reset and its setbacks in Sri Lanka and Holland and across the globe. So join us when we come back from the break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, humanity is at a historic crossroads. The information that InfoWars is covering is literally the blueprint to counter their great reset with the Great Awakening. When you support InfoWars by getting great products, you keep the tip of the spear on the air. You see, the enemy hates us probably more than even Trump, because we are identifying who they are and what incredible psychotic control freaks they are and how humanity can be awakened to defeat them. Right now, we're doing a major fundraiser to fund our legal bills and to fund things into the future and to make sure we get stronger, not weaker. But you are our strength. We are our strength together. Now, right now, we're running a huge sale, and a lot of great products that have been sold out for a long time, thank God, have finally come in right on time. The cavalry's here. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our number one total bestseller. It just came back in 2 days ago. It's discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids you need to boost your overall health and immune system. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric, highest level curcuminoid, so incredible for inflammation, for your immune system, for everything. But inflammation is such a key thing. It's amazing for that. Diet Force. Look, I'm overweight. I've already lost 30-plus pounds in just the last few months despite all my stress. Taking this product with all natural concentrates and more that are known to naturally speed up your metabolism and so much more. And it's good for you. Diet Force, the latest product we've developed, X7, is also available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, all three of our toothpaste, including, finally, the original Super Blue, back in stock, 50% off together, 40% off individually, and you can pre-order The Great Reset, The War for the World, my new book that's already number one in history on Amazon at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping this incredible information on air. We're all doing it together, so God bless. Please take action.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Robert Barnes guest hosting here with the Duran. You can find them at theduran.locals.com. The best geopolitical analysts that I have found anywhere that have been above and ahead of the curve consistently and constantly for years, but especially over the crazy last 6 months we've experienced in global geopolitics. So let's talk about the global reset. And then we'll later talk about the best of the clown worlds, of which there have been so many that Alex has been able to put up a daily clown world now for months, because there's, as crazy as it gets a little bit more crazy after that, thanks in part to Vander Crazy and others in our global political leadership structure. But Alexander, we've seen some blowback from the Great Reset. We were seeing it in the Dutch protest. We're seeing it now in some German protest. We're seeing it now. We saw it in Sri Lanka, the government overthrown. We're seeing talk of it in Panama, talk of it in Canada. Can you describe what the landscape is of how aspects of the Great Reset agenda, particularly as the fertilizer, fuel, and food, are backfiring on a global scale?
They're absolutely backfiring on a global scale, because what the people who run this system, who created the system, have never really understood is how economies work, how people do business, how goods move around. They've assumed that they can operate a system of total control. And they've also assumed that if you press the button and shut one thing down, well, other things will continue to operate in exactly the same way as they did previously. So what they've done is that they've closed down parts of the global economy through sanctions, at the same time as they've tried to inflate others through money printing, through currency expansion. And, of course, at the same time as they've done all of this, they've always thought, well, a bit of chaos in the system is not a bad thing, because, of course, it works out to our advantage. And, of course, it doesn't really work like that. Nothing actually ever works in that sort of way. What is happening is that the vast amounts of money that have been spent, produced, which have flooded the world, have eroded purchasing power. They've disrupted supply chains. They've distorted prices. And, of course, the sanctions, on top of all of that, have disrupted the supply chains even more. And so goods are in short supply. People are experiencing inflation. Living standards are falling. They're collapsing in country after country after country. And, of course, people are protesting. And who are they protesting? They're protesting against precisely the governments which have implemented these policies, which the people who are, if you like, the globalists, have relied upon. So it's been a massive blowback. And we see political crisis. I mean, you identified, Robert, and Alex did, country after country where we see political crises. We see this in Britain. We see this, I think, now in Germany. It's coming over the horizon in Germany. We see this in Italy. We see this in Canada. We see this in Panama. We've seen a total economic collapse in Sri Lanka. We're going to see much more of this, because governments are weak, because globalists have made them so. And without strong governments able to make strong decisions, things are just going to go and continue to get worse. And that's, I'm afraid, the situation that this Great Reset has ended up with. They think that they're the masters of the universe, except, of course, that the universe is bigger than they are, and they're losing control, and they're pulling everybody down with them at the same time that they're losing this control.
And Alex, as part of the inanity and insanity we've witnessed over the past 6 months, one of them you've documented in detail in your daily videos at Alex Christoforou, is the clown worlds that just continue to proliferate, where the hardest choice of the day is to figure out which clown world to highlight.
whether it's the Biden administration not being able to spell the word person or spelling it like peon or spelling it like peasant, kind of revelatory, or whether it's all the crazy Russian things that have been banned, not just tennis players and chess players and symphony players, but old novelists, prior music, even cats in trees have been banned because they're Russian. What have been some of your favorite clown worlds in the past several months?
Oh, God, that's a great question. I think banning the letter Z, that was a great one, especially because Zelensky, well, you're essentially banning Zelensky's name, so Ukraine banning the letter Z. Actually, that was Germany that kicked that off. Germany was a province in Germany that actually banned the letter Z, and they kicked off the whole chain reaction. And then you had entire countries, I believe it was Lithuania or Latvia, that actually banned the letter Z. That one was great. I think, Robert, you came up with one of the classic ones, which was General Pavel, which was a story that the UK tabloids were reporting on every day, this Russian general, because the generals were dying. You know, every single day, Putin was losing a general in the war. And so he had to dig deep into his bench, and he found this General Pavel guy, and he was going to be the new general for this war. And the guy ended up being like a border patrol guard in Uzbekistan. And they dug up a photo, which was like 20 years old. And Bidenopoulos. Who can forget Bidenopoulos when Biden gave his speech and he said, I am very much a Greek, and they used to call me Joe Bidenopoulos, and that name has stuck. And finally, the last one, Robert, which I found absolutely hilarious, was the goat of Kiev. Not the ghost of Kiev, which Kissinger was dumb enough to retweet, but the goat of Kiev, which was this goat that set off a tripwire and supposedly took out a whole Russian brigade or something like that. The story was just fantastical.
Extraordinary. Now, Alex, can you tell everybody where people can find you and Alexander?
Yes, you can find us, theduran.locals.com. That is where we put all of our content. That is the content that we make together on the Duran channel, as well as the content that we make individually. Alexander has a channel on all the platforms, Alexander Mercuris. Just search for it, and you will find it on Odyssey, on Rumble, on YouTube, on BitChute. And you can look for my channel, Alex Christopher, which you will also find on all of the major platforms. And you can also find us on Telegram as well, so look for us there.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Again, the Duran are the best geopolitical analyst I've found. You can get their daily reports. It's on my daily must-read, much-watch list that I go through every day. So highly recommend them for ongoing independent information, free of the institutional corporate media bias and globalist preferences. If you want independent information about what's happening in the world and how it might impact you here at home in the United States or wherever you may be, the place to go is theduran.locals.com or find them at any of the other platforms that Alex mentioned. Remember, everybody, you are the key to InfoWars surviving. You are the key to independent free press surviving. There is a lawfare war going on against Alex Jones and InfoWars right now that is part and parcel of a bigger cancel culture censorship suppression effort. We've seen it with Ukraine talking about putting people on watch list and putting people on you're not allowed to talk about this list and put a wide range of people. But it's not just there. It is all over the place. And that is why the key is for you to continue to hold the line, because you are the front line they can't get through. And as long as they can't, InfoWars stays alive.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.